Beitza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Dalad. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Beitza Medalef, on the seventh line, Goizel Shenoilad. Goizel Shenoilad B'yomtov Muta Shumata Atzim B'shchita. The Vaisa says if a chick hatched on Yomtov, it's permitted, as it permits itself through slaughtering. Loikein Tani Beitza Shurikimo Goizlim Shulay Helu Alehem Kanafayim Asuim Mishim Sheketz Ve'in Loikein Alehem Mishim Nevela V'amel Chagai V'afilu Shachton. The Gemara brings a question from the Baisa. Eggs that have partially formed chicks, where the blood vessels are already formed, or chicks upon which wings have not yet fully grown, both are prohibited because they are a sheret, which is a repulsive creature, and we will not receive lashes for eating them because of the prohibition of nevela, as they're not yet considered chicks. Rav Chagai said, this means that they are prohibited even if he slaughtered them. So how can a chick that hatched be immediately permitted through slaughtering? The answer is the first price is discussing a case when they had already grown wings. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, asked, said that any creature that mates in the day gives birth in the day. Any creature that mates at night gives birth at night. The Gemara asks, well, a hen mates in the day but lays eggs both in the day and at night. Rabbi Avon answered, no, because it can lay eggs without mating. If they were quoting Gidol said that a calf that was born from a trefa on Yom Tov may be eaten, it is viewed like a non-muksa item hidden inside a muksa item.